Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world. Australia dismissed England for 312 on day 5 of the second Ashes Test in Adelaide to wrap up a crushing 218-run win and go 2-0 up in the five-game series. England had been set 531 to win, and with some rain around early on, their slim hopes of saving the match improved slightly, but once play got underway, Australia duly reasserted their dominance. Peter Siddle finished with 4 for 57, as the home side needed just 11.4 overs to finish England off on the final day. The West Indies Cricket Board have made plans to bring their under-19 team back from Bangladesh following a bomb blast close to the hotel in which the players were staying in Chittagong. The players were not targeted by the blast and were unharmed, but will be heading back to the Caribbean as protests engulf Bangladesh. Blockades, strikes and protests threaten to bring the country to a standstill ahead of elections planned for the 5th of January. South Africa have named an unchanged 15-man test squad for the two-match series against India that begins on the 18th of December in Johannesburg. They've retained the same group of players that travelled to the United Arab Emirates and drew 1-1 with Pakistan. The opening test is at the Wanderers, and the second match follows in Durban from the 26th of December. Just to remind you of that squad, Graham Smith is the captain, Aby de Villiers, vice-captain and wicket-keeper, Hashim Amla, JP Duminy, Faf du Plessis, Dean Elgar, Imran Tahir, Jacques Callis, Rory Kleinveldt, Mornie Morkel, Alvaro Peterson, Robin Peterson, Vernon Philander, Dale Steyn and Tammy Solakili, who is the reserve wicket-keeper. Australia have unsurprisingly also named an unchanged squad for the third Ashes Test against England, and that gets underway in Perth on Friday. There are no injury concerns, so it is really no surprise as they've opted to retain the same squad. The team that delivered two crushing victories already in the series and all-rounder James Faulkner will head to the Wacker. Prior to the match in Adelaide, the national selection banner had placed Doug Bollinger and Nathan Coulter-Nile on standby. Those two players will remain on standby and train with the squad.